Welcome to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. I'm Mike Papali, and I'm the president and founder of In a Heartbeat, a nonprofit organization with a mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. I went into sudden cardiac arrest at age 17 and have been living with heart disease for over a decade. This podcast will dissect the physical and emotional obstacles of living with heart disease and how to overcome them. I am inviting you to join me on my personal journey of living as a heart disease patient. The ultimate goal of this podcast is to help heart disease patients of all ages live a long and normal life. Welcome back to the next episode of A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. A Big Heart is powered by In a Heartbeat. In a Heartbeat is a nonprofit organization with the mission to prevent death from sudden cardiac arrest. This is done by donating AEDs, providing CPR and AED training, raising money for research projects, providing support to patients, and offering free ECGs to children, teens, and young adults. To learn more about In a Heartbeat, visit www.inaheartbeat.org. All right, everybody, welcome back to another great episode of A Big Heart. This week, we are going to talk about something that I have gone through personally in my heart disease journey that I would imagine others have as well. And it's going to be a combination of me gaining weight at a time in my life where I didn't understand how to eat well, how to work out, and how to keep myself healthy, and what came along with that. The self-confidence issues that came along with my weight gain. So we're going to talk about that. And then more importantly, we're going to talk about kind of how I got myself back to a place where I felt good about myself. Because, you know, the weight gain, the loss of confidence, those are things that can happen. But what's most important is learning how to get back so you feel good. So when you wake up in the morning, you're happy with how you look and how you feel because it affects so many different aspects of your life. So, I've talked about my story often on the podcast, so I'm not going to talk a ton about that. But just a quick summary, if this is the first episode that you're listening to, you know, I went into cardiac arrest when I was 17. I was a very, very competitive basketball player, being recruited to play in college. And after my cardiac arrest, that was all taken. I was told I'd never play basketball again. And quite frankly, I was afraid to do anything else. So, you know, when I came home from the hospital, you know, I was 17 years old. And, you know, I was going into my senior year of high school. And like a, you know, typical high school student or student athlete, I didn't really know anything about diet, about eating well, about the importance of having a balanced diet. So, you know, I ate whatever I wanted. And because I was playing so much basketball and working out so much and training so much that I could eat fast food, I could eat dessert, I could drink soda, I could do those things and not gain weight and be super fit still. And, you know, take my shirt off and really be confident with how I looked. It didn't really matter what I ate, to be quite honest, when I was playing basketball, because anything that I ate, I just completely burned off when I played and when I trained. So, you know, when I came home from the hospital, a lot of things were going on. You know, I was told I could never play basketball again. I had this new ICD. My doctors told me that not lift weights for the time being. You know, they told me to be careful about elevating my heart rate. So I was, and quite frankly, I was scared. I didn't want to go into cardiac arrest again. I didn't want to get my heart rate up so my ICD shocked me by mistake or while I was conscious, so I felt it. I didn't want any of that to happen. So I didn't do anything. I wasn't active. I was kind of like bound to the couch. I'd go to school, you know, obviously walk through the hallways, sit in class all day, come home and sit in the couch. the one thing I was not afraid of, I was not afraid to keep eating the way I had always ate. So I was continuing to eat, you know, the fast food at times, the dessert, just the not, you know, super balanced diet, the typical, you know, teenager diet. But the difference was I wasn't burning those calories. I wasn't doing the things to keep myself in shape. So naturally, as my senior year of high school started to move on, I started to gain weight. And as I started to gain weight, I noticed that I looked different than I once did. And this led to a whole wide range of issues that kind of affected my life. So, you know, I was embarrassed. You know, in the morning when I would get dressed for school, you know, I would wear clothes that were a little baggier because I didn't want people to see my body. I'd want to wear clothes that were fitted. I don't want people to see, you know, my weight gain. You know, when we had gym class, you know, I'd go to gym class and I would be embarrassed to change in front of people. I would, you know, at the high school I went to, we had a pool in the high school and we took swimming. And to be quite honest, I was so embarrassed to swim with my shirt off my senior year of high school that I told my teachers I wasn't comfortable getting in the pool because of my heart. And I was nervous about what was going to happen. So they excused me from swimming. And I hate saying that because, you know, it obviously was a bit of a lie. It was more because I didn't want to have to take off my shirt. I didn't want my peers, you know, males or females, to see me with my shirt off. And that was hard for me. And then, you know, as the school year went on, you hit the spring, you hit summer, warm weather, pools. Didn't want to hang out with my friends and go in the pool because then I'd have to take my shirt off. Didn't want to go to the beach with my friends because I was embarrassed. Didn't want to take my shirt off. Didn't really like how I looked. And, you know, it was hard because, again, I wasn't sure how to eat properly. I wasn't sure what to do to exercise. I was afraid to exercise. So it started just building on itself. And, you know, I gained, just in my senior year of high school, heading into college, I gained about 25 to 30 pounds. And it wasn't obviously good weight. It was weight that was, you know, not healthy. And on top of, you know, the self-conscious aspect of everything, the loss of confidence, the being embarrassed about how I looked, you know, it just wasn't healthy. And I knew that if I continued to, you know, go down this path, to continue to eat the way that I was eating, continuing not to exercise, it could lead to future issues, specifically with my heart. So I went off to college and, you know, I talked about this actually in the last episode. I was a student manager for the men's basketball team at Quinnipiac University, the college I went to. And it kind of just compounded from there because, you know, I was traveling with the team, which was great. But college athletics teams, they eat a ton. And they eat a ton because they work out a ton and they need to fuel their bodies. So again, I'm traveling with this team, all these guys that are in like peak shape, the best shape of their lives, Division I athletes. And, you know, they could afford to eat, you know, the food that we were served all the time. And I, you know, again, I just, it was there, so I ate it. And again, I got through my freshman year of high school and it was the same thing. It was like the embarrassment of like changing in front of somebody, the embarrassment of, being around, others with my shirt off. So I finally got to a point where I realized, okay, this has to change. It's affecting my life. It's affecting ultimately my happiness. And as shallow as this might be to say, you know, how you look and how you feel is really important to your self-confidence. And if you don't feel confident when you wake up in the morning, it affects your day-to-day life in a very, very negative way. And it was starting to do that to me. So I knew at that point, you know, I was a little older, a little more mature. I was, you know, say 19 years old, and I knew I had to do something to make a change in my life. I had to somehow get back to feeling good about myself. So I'm going to kind of talk about that because I think that's the most important part here. The most important part of, you know, you get to a point where you're not feeling good about, you know, how you look, how you, you know, it affects how you act, it affects how you feel. You can make a change and you can make a difference, and you don't have to, you know, I'm going to be honest. I didn't change and do the, you know, follow a strict diet. I just learned how to kind of have some balance. So that's what I'm going to talk about here. So, you know, the first thing for me was like, okay, I got to figure out how to be active again. And in a couple episodes, one of the earlier episodes, we had Angela Hartley from Healthy Hearty. So if you want to hear about exercising with heart disease, I strongly suggest you listen to the episode because Angela is awesome. She's an expert and she has a great perspective and knowledge on how to safely work out as a heart disease patient. You know, I'm going to talk about personally kind of what I did. So the first thing that I did was, you know, go to my doctors. They were the experts for me. They were the ones keeping me safe. I went to my cardiologist and I told her how I was feeling and she suggested cardiac rehab. And I signed up, you know, they got me in a program. And I remember I went to my first class and, you know, I was a young guy and I was like the youngest guy in the room by about 40 years. And they put me on a treadmill and they had me like walk at with the treadmills like on speed 2. So it was like a very, very slow walk. And I couldn't believe it because I was like, here I am like 2 years ago. I'm like training to be a college basketball player. I'm like, is this what my life is going to be like? So I honestly hated cardiac rehab in the beginning. You know, they had me lift weights that were absurdly light, like 2 or 3 pounds. And again, you know, when you're a teenager, you're a college guy, student, you know, you don't want to be doing that. So I got really frustrated with it early on. I did stick with it. And I'm glad I did because looking back now, cardiac rehab was a start for me. I was able to work out and elevate my heart rate and sweat under the care and under the monitoring of nurses and medical professionals and people that if something did happen, I was confident that they were there to help me if they needed to. So that was how I kind of got myself to be comfortable doing that. And from there, you know, I just kind of went to a local gym, and I started working out a little bit. I started, you know, jogging on the treadmill. I started riding a bike. I started doing the elliptical. Started doing cardio. Started getting my heart rate up. I started lifting very, very light weights. You know, and people ask me all the time, like, what do you use to measure that you're doing what's right and not too much? So these are just a couple things I use. You know, again, I'm not a medical professional. I'm speaking strictly on my personal experiences. In terms of lifting weights, I never will put myself in a position where I am struggling to get a weight up, a rep up. So I never want to be like, you know, say I'm doing, you know, 3 sets of 10 of something. I never want to be on like rep 10 and like struggling to get it up because that hold where you're struggling to pull the weight up, you know, puts some strain on your heart. Another way that I measure it is I'm never so out of breath that I wouldn't be able to at least talk to the person next to me. You know, maybe, you know, I might sound not like a normal conversation, but I'm never so out of breath that, you know, I wouldn't be able to at least talk to a person next to me. You know, and then the last thing is this, you know, if I do, I'm very aware of my body. I'm very aware of what the heart disease symptoms are, the shortness of breath, the chest pains, the racing heart, the dizziness, you know, et cetera. I'm very conscious of that. And when I was 17 years old or 16 years old or 15 years old, if something like that happened, I just thought, okay, I'm supposed to feel this way because I'm training and I'm pushing myself and I'm not going to get better if I don't feel this way. So I have the complete opposite mindset now. If I feel one of those symptoms, I stop. I'm aware of it. I trust my body. I listen to it. So cardiac rehab helped me do that, and I slowly started getting back into routine exercising. I took it very slow. I monitored my heart rate, especially early on, and to this day, I still will peek at my heart rate when I work out to see what it is. I'll wear like an Apple Watch. If I don't have it on, I'm still comfortable because I know my body. I know how I feel, and I know what to expect, and if I feel anything different, I know it's time to stop. So that was the beginning of me working out. I just started dedicating time to it and knew that it was going to take some time to kind of drop the weight that I had gained. And then the other side of it, of course, was my diet. And anybody that exercises or tries to be super fit now knows that just exercising isn't going to get it done. It's a combination of exercise and diet. So I'm going to be completely honest and say that I do not, and I never have, followed a strict diet. With that being said, I just started to cut things out. I started to cut out soda. I started to cut out excessive amounts of bread. I started to cut out the dessert. I started to cut out, you know, the fast food. Now, do I still eat fast food? Occasionally. You know, I don't eat it like every week or whatever, but, you know, I have the occasional fast food. I love me some Chick-fil-A. But yeah, I have balance in my life. And am I eating dessert after every meal? No. Occasionally, of course. But it's important to have balance. I think, you know, it's important to enjoy life and enjoy the things that you enjoy, but do it within reason. So, you know, again, at this point, I was like a sophomore in college. I was going to the gym. I was really put time into exercising and really focused on eating a better diet. You know, and same thing with the basketball team. When we were ordering our meals, we had choices. It was like, do you want the buffalo chicken sandwich with blue cheese dressing all over it, or the steak and cheese, or the Philly chicken and cheese? You know, that is super appealing. Or you can get something that's, you know, you can get chicken, you can get a salad, you can get a wrap with maybe Italian dressing, or, you know, so. You know, it was just about making choices, and I made the ones that I knew I needed to make at that time of my life. And I slowly started to see the weight drop. And with the weight dropping, I started to see my body improve. And with that, my self-confidence improved. Now, I'll be completely honest. Have I ever been, like, since my cardiac arrest, a super, like, you know, ripped or in shape guy? No. But, you know, I feel good about how I look. I feel good about how I look with, you know, normal clothes on. I feel confident to take off my shirt when I go, you know, swimming in a pool, or I love going to the beach, and I'm not worried about any of that anymore. So for me, it was more about getting myself to a point where I felt good about myself. It wasn't about how anybody else looked at me, which I started to understand. It was more about me feeling good about myself and having self-confidence, and that leading to me having overall happiness. You know, I'll talk about one other thing that's helped me with working out. Growing up, training to be a competitive basketball player, everything was exactly that. It was competitive. It was like, if I'm working out with my friend, I want to be better than him. I want to push myself harder than he does. I'm playing against an opponent. I want to push myself harder than them. I want to have the mindset that, okay, there's other people out there working hard, but they're not working as hard as me. Now my mindset when I work out is it's all about me, and it's not about anybody else. I'll compete with myself. Okay. And the examples I use, you know, my younger brother turned out to be a tremendous basketball player and was played on scholarship at a Division I school, scored 1,000 points in college. And, you know, we spent summers still working out together. Like, I would work out with him. You know, he was in college, and, you know, that was time we were able to spend together. Would I ever be able to keep up my brother? Would I ever be able to lift the same amount of weight that he lifts, or run the same timed mile that he could run, or, you know, whatever it is? Of course not. Of course not. He's a Division I athlete. And, you know, and I was living with heart disease. So, like, I never would compare myself to him. I would be like, okay, I'm pushing myself to the point where I can push myself, and I know that's making me better. And it's less about, you know, competing against everybody else, and more about just competing against yourself. And I think that helped me a lot, that mindset with working out. So, you know, just looking, you know, ahead and at my life now, like, again, this was my sophomore year of college. You know, I really took that year to get myself to a place where I started to feel good. And my junior and senior year of college, I kept up the routine, and, you know, I became a young adult and a young professional, and I was coaching college basketball right out of college. And, you know, it was just a, you know, looking back, was just kind of building that foundation, starting with the cardiac rehab, slowly working myself in with workouts, not pushing myself, you know, to a limit where I felt like I was going to pass out. Having a balanced diet, you know, enjoying life, enjoying the things that I enjoy, but within reason, you know, and again, not having the dessert after every meal, not having the fast food every week, not having the soda, you know, with my meals. Those are just a few things I did that helped me. And, you know, I'm happy to say that now at age 31, you know, I have a really normal life and normal workout routine. And, you know, I ride my Peloton, I hike, I bike, you know, I'll lift weights, I'll do yoga, I'm a really active guy, you know, I'll play tennis, I'll do things, you know, I'm for someone my age, I think I have a really normal life, and I'm happy with how I feel, I'm happy with how I look, I feel confident about those things, and for you as a heart disease patient, I think that's really important. You know, again, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, work out every single day of your life. It doesn't mean you have to eat the perfect diet. You can never enjoy the things that you enjoy. All that means is that, you know, you do healthy things. You exercise. You try to have a balanced diet. But ultimately, you enjoy your life. And when you wake up in the morning, you want to be happy. Because really, that's the most important thing. So, you know, I again, like always, I'd love to hear from you, the listeners, the patients, the survivors. You know, tell me about your experiences with this. You know, maybe you've never gone through this. I don't know. Maybe you have. Tell me about what's helped you. You know, how did you learn how to start working out again? You know, how did you kind of like balance your diet? What are some things you did to help your overall self-confidence and your happiness? You know, I'd love to hear from you. Because, you know, ultimately, again, you know, we talk about it in every episode. The goal of the podcast is for heart disease patients to live a long, right? A long, which is really important. We want to live a long life, and we want to live as normal a life as possible. And we can do it. But for me, a huge obstacle was the weight gain, the learning how to eat, balanced diet, the learning how to exercise. And once I was able to do that, I think it really helped me get my life back to normal, to how I wanted to live. So that wraps up another episode of A Big Heart. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. As always, would love to hear your feedback, and I cannot wait to be back with you next week. Thank you so much for listening to A Big Heart, a podcast about living with heart disease. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could give it a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Like anything in life, the goal is to improve. Please provide any feedback you have, any topics you want to hear, or any guests that can provide value to our listeners. You can message us on Instagram at abigheartpodcast or send us an email at mike@inaheartbeat.org. To learn more about In a Heartbeat and the programs we provide, please visit www.inaheartbeat.org. That is www.inaheartbeat.org.